KPCC's podcasts are supported by Harvey Mudd College, where engineering, science, and mathematics are informed by the liberal arts. Students and faculty working together to solve problems and serve society. Online at hmc.edu.
Solstice Canyon is a thumb of national parkland in the Santa Monica Mountains with a clear, cold creek running through. It appears pretty untouched, unless you know what you're looking for. Mark Abramson does. He monitors stream health for the Santa Monica Baykeeper. In his truck tailgate are huge plastic orange bags. In those are hip waders, crunchy, stiff, and disinfected after 2 days in a freezer. Abramson says he needs a clean pair for every site he visits.
Well, you still only have a couple pairs of waders. I now own 40 pairs of waders, which I never thought I would do.
Abramson's looking for tiny New Zealand mud snails. Nobody knows how they got to the United States. In this area, stream monitors may have tracked them in. Abramson doesn't want to do that.
They just stick to you like aquatic hitchhikers, and you go upstream to the next creek. They jump off in the water and multiply.
As he walks upstream, Abramson picks up a leaf, then a rock.
California tree frog.
Abramson looks hard at little riffles of fast water New Zealand mud snails like. Three mud snails fit across a dime. The babies are smaller than poppy seeds. So often, Abramson finds them by touch. They're gritty.
Feels like sand, right? They're so small you can't even see the shape of them. That's little baby mud snails.
None of their usual predators keep these invasive mud snails in check. And the mud snails gobble up the bacteria and algae native snails and flies need.
They just take over the entire bottom of the creek, all the gravel, all the sand. And that's where our little bugs live, our macroinvertebrates, we call them. So that's like your dragonfly larvae before they emerge and fly away, your stonefly, your caddisfly, your mayflies, things that serve for fish food, newts, the bottom of the food web. And if they're gone, it's going to impact the whole food chain.
This part of Solstice Creek is clean, but Jack Tappell from the Santa Monica Bay Restoration Commission walks a lower reach of the creek. Everything he picks up carries snails.
Found them everywhere. Found mud snails everywhere on almost every sample. Trash, sticks, leaves, you name it. They love it. And they're doing fine here. Unfortunately.
Surveys find snails at seven creeks, up from three creeks 2 years ago. Almost that far back, land managers and monitors like Abramson negotiated for a sign urging people to be cautious while they're in the watershed.
Clean off your gear, whether it's sandals, boots, waders, bikes, and other sports gear, pets and horses. So again, trying to deal with kind of the custom recreation that we have here. And don't go from stream to stream. That was the main message we wanted to get across.
Abramson hasn't seen those signs at any site, including Solstice Creek. The National Park Service's Ray Savageau says that instead, federal kiosks in the Santa Monica Mountains carry smaller, simpler signs that leave out specific activities.
What we don't want to do is to suggest to people that fishing is permissible or even encouraged at sites where it's not, when that can in fact contribute to having people come out and start fishing and potentially add to the New Zealand mud snail spread problem.
The Park Service is pouring money into restoring trout at Solstice Creek. Fish biologists worry about the invaders. Some studies indicate the trout that try to feed on the mud snails starve. Savageau says it's tricky to figure out the problem's source and its solution.
Certainly the mud snails are going to be competitors for the prey, so for the things that steelhead would be eating. But we don't have a good handle on kind of the extent to which that impact is going to occur and what it may do, you know, sort of across the stream.
Abramson says that's exactly why he'd like to see the warning signs on federal and state land sooner rather than later.
Like we compromised on everybody's message, and yet they're not there. Where there's an easy, simple access to the creek. How hard would it be to put one of those little yellow signs on? Hell, I'll put them up for you.
A California Park spokeswoman said signs should be on state parkland, but the state has little money to manage non-native species or to check park signs. So for now, disinfecting equipment and scraping boots is the first line of defense against the mud snails.
My mom would be so proud of me.
Molly Peterson, 89.3 KPCC.